السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. My respected elders and friends, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, to have blessed us with this blessed day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the reality of this day in our hearts and the hearts of all mu'mineen till the day of Qiyamah. And respected brothers, today I have chosen the topic on this day of Jumu'ah also. Really, today the value of this day is coming out of our hearts also. If not our hearts, probably the value of this day will be out of the hearts of our children, our progeny in years to come. Why? Because a few weeks ago, a certain parent had come to me with this concern that what is happening to the youngsters today? They don't realize the importance of Jumu'ah. And what triggered this off was after the Salatul Jumu'ah, the father asked the son, who is about 13, 14 years old, to perform your sunnah. So he asked the father, is there sunnah after the Salat of Jumu'ah also? I thought it was only two rakats, he's telling the father. I thought it's only two rakats and finish. This is the day of Jumu'ah. So this is why I've chosen this topic today. Going back, I mentioned this, I think I did take this topic on many months ago, probably before, when I was here on my visit before, that I mentioned an incident which happened in South Africa, where there was a Muslim businessman and a Christian businessman who had gone for business together. And they were invited to a function on a Sunday. And this Afrikaner Christian man refused to attend that function. So the Muslim brother asked him, why aren't you coming? He said, no, today is Sunday. Today is my day for my Bible studies. Today I don't party, I don't mix, so I don't go anywhere, I only stay at home. Because there is no church around here, so I will stay in my hotel room and I will engage myself in my Bible studies. So this Muslim man started thinking. He said, look at the man who is following a false religion. He is valuing his day, his sort of, you know, blessed day so much. I as a Muslim, what am I doing? So this Muslim man made the resolution after coming back that I will not trade and I will not open my business before Salatul Jumu'ah at any time after this. Until today, he does not open his business before Salatul Jumu'ah. If he opens his business, he opens it after Salatul Jumu'ah. Such a Mubarak day, my respected brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that if a person comes early to the masjid, one who comes early to the masjid, one of those that come first, as if he is sacrificing a budana. One who will come after that, like as if he is sacrificing a baqar, a cow. One who comes after that is like sacrificing a sheep, a goat. One who comes after that is like sacrificing a chicken. One who comes after that is like sacrificing an egg of a chicken. Just to, you know, bring that the earlier we come, you know, so much more reward we're going to get. Now the value of this day, how are we going to bring it into our children? How are we going to instill the value of this day in our children? Today we leave the best of clothes for Sunday, for the weekend. We cook the best of meals on a Sunday. On the weekend, because why? We have time. We have time. We don't have time on a Friday. We don't make the time on a Friday also. How many of us really ever sit down with our children and say, oh my child, today is the day of Jumu'ah, especially now in the summer vacation. We have all the time. When it's school time, probably we don't have the time. But now in the summer vacation, those children that are of that age, that, oh my child, sit down, read some Quran today. Read some Quran today. Read Suratul Kahf today. Read Surah Kahf. Give him the benefit of Surah Kahf by him reciting Surah Kahf. What is good? If he cannot recite, you recite for him and make him sit there. At least make him sit and recite Surah Kahf. The value of this day slowly will start coming into the child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when it was Jummah, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاخْتَصَلَ الرَّجُلُ وَغَسَلَ رَأْسُهُ, that a man should take a bath. Other days, because he's working in the fields, in those days, they used to work in the fields and so forth because of the sweat, but especially on the day of Jummah, he should take due cause, you know, caution, and he should bath on this day, he should take a bath on this day of Jummah. Such a bath like the bath that he has for Janabah. In other words, clean himself nicely. Wash his hair, وَغَسَلَ رَأْسَهُ also. And wash his hair so that the odor, the bad odor, the odor of the sweat and all that does not affect, does not harm the other people around also. And then he should put perfume, some fragrance. مِنْ أَطْيَبِ الطَّيِّبِهِ And from the best of his fragrances. Now we don't have to go to alcohol, fragrances and oh wait, whatever the masala there is. But we have, alhamdulillah, beautiful ethers from different parts of the world that is not mixed with alcohol also. We can use it and give beautiful fragrance, beautiful smells also. So one who has a bath puts وَلَبِسَ مِنْ صَالِحِ ثِيَابِهِ, and he wears his best clothes also. Today we leave the best clothes for certain functions. And we believe that, no, this, you know, certain mode of dress, that this is the best form of dress. Whereby we are imitating the other people, we imitate the other people also. It doesn't have to be new dress. The best, أحسن ثيابه. Rasulullah does not say new clothes, but the best of his dress. Today we come to the masjid. The other day someone came with a t-shirt, you know, to the masjid. And he doesn't realize there's a cross on it. Now we as Muslims, we are standing in front of Allah. And we are wearing clothes that is implying something else. Besides the clothes of today also, where so many things are written on the top, distracting the person behind, and sometimes distracting yourself also by looking down. We don't realize that we are causing this distraction. Why can we not come with clothes, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, will feel happy looking at us also. Because with these clothes, sometimes we come with such clothes, we will not go to a function. I guarantee you we will not go to any function. We will not step into a courthouse. Or if we have an important business meeting, we will not go with those clothes to such places. But we come and stand in front of Allah, our Creator, our Nourisher. Ya Bani Adama khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. When you go to the masjid, dress properly. Khudu zinatakum. See that your clothes are clean. Put not only at the time of Jummah also, but make it a point for other Salah also. Put some perfume. Let it be, you know, attract the Malaika. Malaika run away from bad odors. Odor of onion, odor of garlic, odor of cigarettes and so forth. Put those fragrances. At least you'll attract the prayers of the Malaika also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed, emphasized the importance of Jummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that one, as-salatul khams, five salah, wal jumu'atu ila al-jum'ah, and one jum'ah to another jum'ah, wa ramadan ila ramadan, and ramadan to another ramadan, wa kaffirat lima baynahunna, it will wipe off the sins. It will wipe off the sins, the minor sins that one, you know, commits without unknowingly. But the condition is that he stays away from Kabair. He must stay away from Kabair. It's no use we come for Jummah. And then the weekend comes, we're in the casino. And they say, no, next week, Friday, all my sins will be forgiven. Or in the weekend, he's got the bottle there. Now I'm only having just one or two sips from there. I'm not getting intoxicated. It's just because of friends, because of the company. This is all deception from Shaitan. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. When some calamity befalls, now we want to run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the calamity is removed from us, then we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we go back to our old habits and our old ways. And then when something hits us hard again, and then we want to run to Allah. We run to Shaykh, make dua, oh give me 10, what can I read, what can I do? Allah does not like it. No. You lose both ways. You lose the dunya and you lose the akhirah also. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah Ta'ala says, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He loses both ways. So this day of Jummah, respected brothers, that example of that boy, just the 4 rakats after Salatul Jummah, the importance is not there. How many of us, from the Imam finishes, we are gone? We are gone. We don't even worry about the Sunnah, whether it is 2 or 4. Rasul, there is a hadith in Muslim, إِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمُ الْجُمُعَةَ فَلْيُصَلِّ بَعْدَهَا 4 rakats in Muslim. When you are finished with the Salat of Jummah, when you are finished with the Imam, then perform 4 rakats Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi used to perform. According to some narrations, when he used to perform in the masjid, he used to perform 4 rakats. And when he used to go home, if he used to go and read at home, he used to perform 2 rakats. Some mashayikh have taken this view that the 4 and 2 is sunnati mu'akkada. It's sunnati mu'akkada. Now you say, no, it's only sunnah, it's not farz. It is not compulsory. Today we don't have the value of sunnah, respected brothers. Tomorrow, 10, 20, 30, 50 years down the line, the value of fara'id will even leave our progeny. The value of fara'id will even leave our progeny. And then, another deception from shaitan is, you know, that I want to do things for Islam. I want to spread Islam. Islam must be understood by everyone also. I'm just bringing a point, how shaitan deceives us. When there are certain acts that take place, where there is some basis in Sharia for it, but because we cannot find a clear hadith, it's been taken from different, and then we'll say, no, this is bid'ah, and this is no basis in Islam. But when other events take place, when shaitan opens the doors to other avenue and put the thought, no, you're doing something for deen, but we are adopting other methods, then we don't talk of bid'ah, then we don't talk of this and that, then we don't look for dalil in hadith. Example, I'll give you an example. This documentary that's coming up, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the legacy of a prophet, and it came about years ago with the title "The Message" by Muhammad Asad. The intention is very good. Oh, we want to serve the cause of Islam. Alhamdulillah, there are so many books written on Islam. There are so many libraries. So many people have spoken on Islam also. Allah, through His grace and mercy, has used the media nowadays in the last few months to make people aware of Islam. Do we have to stoop to that level where we have to promote a documentary or to film a documentary and to use such characters in those documentaries, like how characters were used in that film, The Message? People whose whole life is full of najas, who don't have the reality of Allah in their hearts, what Islam are they going to portray? You know what was the ill effect of that film, The Message? That when people today hear of Hazrat Hamza, they think of Anthony Quinn. Yes, they think of Anthony Quinn, one who was known as an alcoholic. He portrayed such scenes in film that like of an alcoholic. The ill effect and the disadvantage of that film is that people see Hazrat Umar in that film with a very short beard. People see Hazrat Hamza and they think of Anthony Quinn. How are we think we are going to spread Islam like this? Is this the way to spread Islam? Yeah, so what? Maybe 1-2 people will take effect. But what Islam is going to be there? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, one who takes pictures. One who sculpts pictures. Takes pictures. Hadith is there. Allah will ask him on the day of Qiyamah to give life to them. And he will not be able to. He will not be able to. We don't have to resort to pictures. The funds that we want to use for such things, we can use those funds in better ways. There are millions that are starving, thousands that are starving, thousands that are dying hungry. Islam will spread when we will adopt the way of the Sahaba Ikram, where they went from town to town. Rasulullah went from gully to gully. Islam will take effect by heart, from heart to heart. That is the way. When people will see the practical aspect of Islam, then they will come to see, they will realize what Islam is. They will come to realize what Islam is. عن جابر رضي الله عنه كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب احمرت عيناه. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to give the khutbah, this is an answer to some of your questions and some of your objections and some of the remarks that some of you make. إذا خطب احمرت عيناه. His eyes used to get red. His eyes used to get red. وعلى صوته, and he used to raise his voice. واشتد غضبه, and sort of his anger used to reach a pitch, used to go high. And somebody came the other day after Jummah, not Jummah, the day of the Jummah, but after Maghrib. Yeah, Sheikh, you are our leader. You know, you are our example. You cannot get angry in front. You mustn't allow yourself to get angry in front. I say, no, we don't get angry. But the events that take place in our community brings about that anger. We have to portray it in that manner. The severity, the graveness of it. And then we say, no brother, you don't have to do that. Very nice, smiling. And that. And you won't listen. Sometimes you have to show the effect of it. Rasulullah showed it. He never meant ill for anyone. He wasn't harsh. He wasn't harsh. If it was harsh, people would not have talked to him. وَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْكَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. People have not gathered around you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to, that voice of anger, that voice of anger. حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ مُنْدِرُ جَيْشٍ. As if he was admonishing an army that was going out, a battalion, a jama'ah that was going out. And as if he was admonishing them. صَبَّحَكُمْ وَمَسَّاكُمْ وَكَانَ يعلم أصحابه في قطبه يعلم وكان يعلم. And he used to teach his companions. وكان عن جابر رضي الله عنه narrated. وكان يعلم أصحابه في قطبه قواعد الإسلام. The principles of Islam. Today, people say, why we never talk of politics? Why we don't talk of what's happening here, what's happening there? Those things are happening. We are hearing it in the news. Why must you come and hear it here? Whole week we don't hear about the principles of Islam. Whole week we don't hear about the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whole week we don't hear about the importance of Salah, the importance of making tilawat of the Quran, the importance of being good to your neighbors, the importance of being good to your wife, the importance of bringing in us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whole week we don't hear about it. Whole week we are hearing about that news. And on Friday we still want to hear those news? Is this why we come on a Friday, to hear such news? No, you come on a Friday with this reason, that from this Friday to the next Friday, how can I better myself? Spiritually, how can I better myself? How can my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase? This is the reason we should come with, at the time of Jummah. And this is why it is encouraged that all the small masajid in those days, you will find it in some country, that all these small masajid, they will close for the Salatul Jummah and they will all go to the Jami, to the big masjid, where the Jummah is taking place. And all those that were staying in the outskirts of Medina also, they used to come for the Friday Salahs. Why? So that spiritually they could be elevated. Spiritually they could nourish themselves. Today here we come, you know, we're going to get good food after Salah. But spiritual food, what are we taking from here? Spiritually we have to enrich ourselves. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ashabu fi kutubi qawaid al-islam wa shara'i, the principles and the teachings of Islam. Wa yukthiru fiha min tilawati al-Quran. He used to read excessive Quran in his khutbah also. Wa kana yaqsuru khutbah, and he used to make the khutbah short, and wa yutilu salah, and he used to lengthen the salah. Today we give long talks when it comes for Salatul Jummah. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُلْقٍ وَإِنَّ عَطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ وَالْعَصْرِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. We can give nice long talks, but we cannot read nice long passages of the Quran. Because one, we have to go to work. Our business are waiting. Our jobs are waiting. But we can take off for our vacation. We can take off for the doctor. We can take off for this appointment. We can take off for a certain reason, but we cannot take that an hour extra off for Salatul Jummah and cut it off from our other time. And then we expect the value of deen to come in us, and then we expect the value of deen to come in our children. Because we are so much in a hurry also, we don't implement these values in our children. We don't have time to implement these values in our children also. A Friday is a normal day for our child. Just like how we'll go to McDonald's or Chuck E. Cheese on a normal day, we'll take our child on a Friday also there. Rather, the child should be told, no, Friday we don't go any. Friday we are at home. It is a family gathering. Friday is a day that we give to Allah. Make the child engage, no matter how small. Little children also, 4 or 5 years old, make them sit 5 minutes. They cannot sit better, but at least that 5 minutes. At least that 5 minutes. There is a time on the day of Jummah. There is a time of Jummah. وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا الْعَبْدُ. That whatever a servant will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to him. مَا لَمْ يَسْأَلْ حَرَامًا. As long as he does not ask for haram. As long as he does not ask for haram. So which day of Friday, what time of it is of Friday is it? Is it in the morning, is it after Salatul Jummah, or when is it? So we have to try the whole day. According to some narrations, it is from the time the Imam sits for the khutbah till after the Salah. Some say that it is between Asr and Maghrib. It is between Asr and Maghrib. And also Friday is a day where we can send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam earns us so much rewards. One who cried for us, one who thought so much for us, one who will intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. We don't find the time to read salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially on the day of Friday. Are we teaching our children? You ask a child to read durud, to read salawat, the normal salawat that we read in salah also. Ask a child that is 6, 7 years old. Very difficult. They find it very, very difficult to read it. Because why? We did not take the time to teach them. You will find some children that 11, 12 years old still cannot read this. Because why? We don't take the time. We don't instill these values in our children. Our children who are going to live after us. We are going to leave this world one of these days. But they are going to carry on. How are they going to carry on? Yes, we worry for the education. We send them to the best of schools. We want to give them the best of education. We got this scholarship for them, this sponsorship for them, this bursary for them, everything for them. But as far as the deen is concerned, what did we do? That now and then, only during the summer we send them? It's like people send message, oh, I cannot send my child during the week, I don't have the time. Are there any Sunday classes or are there only summer classes? During the year, no time. The child sits in front of the TV. The child's whole life comes, you know, is modeled around the TV. His actions during the day portray the things he sees on TV. His actions during the day, when he comes to the summer class also, when he comes to the madrasa also, when he comes to the masjid also, is portraying that lifestyle which he's seeing on the TV. Because why? That father and mother have no time to sit with their child. They have no time to sit with their child. They have no time to instill these values in their child. And there is no sheikh, I want my son to come, I want my daughter to come. He must learn, she must learn something. Most of the time you send the child, the child is at your home, is under your care. You send the child here for 1 hour, 2 hours, and you expect the child to learn everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, respected brothers. So the day of Jummah was a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. He sent Adam alayhi salam down to the earth. And he took the life of Adam alayhi salam on this day. And it will be this day that Qiyamah, the world will come to an end also. But our life will also come to an end. When our life comes to an end, we have to be prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way we'll be prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only way we'll get an easy death, we heard about death last week, is when we will bring in us the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to instill these values in our children also. Remind them that they are also going to die one day. And there, We will not be able to help them. They'll have to help themselves. And they will not be able to help us. We'll have to help ourselves also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the realities of these in our hearts, and our hearts of all mu'mineen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين شرع لعباده الجمع والجماعات ليطهرهم بها من السيئات ويرفع بها الدرجات أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في ربوبيته وألوهيته والأسماء والصفات وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أنزل عليه الآيات البينات صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا في جميع الأوقات أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله وأطيعوه وحافظوا على الصلوات وعلى الجمع والجماعات تنالوا من الله الأجر والكرامات عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر رواه مسلم وغيره عن أبي لبابة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن يوم الجمعة سيد الأيام وعظمها عند الله وهو أعظم عند الله من يوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم الجمعة فاغتسل الرجل وغسل رأسه ثم تطيب من أطيب ثيبه ولبس من صالح ثيابه ثم خرج إلى الصلاة ولم يفرق بين اثنين ثم استمع الإمام غفر له من الجمعة إلى الجمعة وزيادة ثلاثة أيام وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب احمرت عيناه وعلى صوته واشتد غضبه حتى كأنه منذر جيش سبحكم ومساكم وكان يعلم أصحابه في خطبه قواعد الإسلام وشرائعه وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون بارك الله لنا ولكم القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك قديم بر رؤوف ورب رحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل وسلم على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابك النجوم بأيهم اقتديتم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم من بعد غرضا فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفرة والمبتدعة والمشركين اللهم شدد شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم يتم أطفالهم اللهم اجعل أموالهم غنيمة للمسلمين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قوموا للصلاة.